Welcome back. You're listening to Eye on the Outdoors award-winning radio show. Now, here's your host, Ray High.
Set my alarm clock for 6 in the morning. But I jump out of bed about 10 till 4. Waiting on the time when conditions are right. It's turkey time.
Welcome back to the campfire on this March 30th, 2019. Ray I Radio. This is your host, Ray I. Came back a little turkey time, Walt Gabbert. We're celebrating our 20th year on air and going back and grabbing some oldies but goodies with our turkey hunting shows, teaching on turkeys. I've got a segment here we put together for you on how to use a mouth call, a box call, a couple hunts, two or three hunts. This was very, very popular last year during our turkey show, our live turkey show. So we're going to play that for you and let you hear some of the old timers from back in the day in the 1960s from 45 RPM Records. This is a great segment. I think you're really going to enjoy this. But first, a little intro song into that segment. Here we go.
I was born and prayed at the place where he was born and prayed.
Welcome back. Love that music. This is Ray I, your host, Eye on the Outdoors. We're going to do a little turkey call segment. In this little segment, we're going to do a mouth call, a box call, and use the mouth call. The easiest method, whatever type of call you do, is to put your tongue pressure into it and attain a high note. Practice holding that high note. Gradually take your tongue pressure off. Slowly. It goes into a double note. Just keep practicing that over and over and then shorten it up. Calls, what's the easiest call to use? I always tell you to go out and get a box call. It's in one unit, it's connected. You pull it across the surface, don't pick it up, chalk it, don't touch it with your fingers. Box calls sound like turkeys.
Hurt my ears this morning, even on the air.
This is Massachusetts.
I'll see if anybody's home.
Turkey rhythm. Little cutting. Of course, none of these calls sound as good on the radio going out as they do live. Ooh, there they are. This is after they close the distance. You can even hear the black flies. That's a double. Two guns went off, me and Gary. Listen to Gary's excitement here. Got a double. How cool is that? So, you know, 400-something television shows. You've got DVDs. You've got all the magazines. You've got seminars. You've got all these hunting shows now, boat show, sports show type things. But in the old days, hunters used to sit on the edge of their seats listening to 45 records and LP records. And I had some really good ones, but I lost them in a fire. But I was able to capture a couple off of the records. This is from the 1960s. And actually, the guys in Pennsylvania, and I told you on a previous show, when I went to Pennsylvania, they were way ahead of us in calling back in the 70s. And this is in the 60s. And this was with Penns Woods, one of the first call companies. Listen to this. Now, just take your time and listen to this. Go ahead. This is off a record. Hear the little popping and cracking.
Hi, turkey hunters. This is Rog Latham, and here's the record Penns Woods has designed especially for you experts. One side of this record is made up entirely of some of the best turkey hunters in the country, showing you how they use the four different collars. You will hear at least one expert at work on the versatile little diaphragm collar, the slate collar, the yelper, and the box collar. With these, they will show you how it should be done. Keep in mind that with quality collars and proper skills, it's possible for the hunter to reproduce almost exactly the many sounds made by wild turkey. The one possible exception to this is the gobble champion, Harvey Graybill, showing you what he can do with the diaphragm collar. Just between you and me, he sounds even better than the turkey.
How cool.
Let's begin with the standard yelp, the perfect call for old gobblers in the spring and also for hens and young gobblers in the fall. Here it is.
Let me tell you, that
now, here's the key run.
That was really good for that day.
An all-around call in the fall season.
This is one of the best keys I've heard.
Now, for the hunter who wants
that's a
to
straight
add
double
a little
reed.
Realism, here are some whines, purrs, clucks, and miscellaneous other notes.
Now, today, Harvey Graybill could putt.
These add frosting to the cake and help convince that old gobbler or hen that
old
you're
gobbler.
An honest-to-goodness wild turkey after all.
Right here is real good. Listen to this. That's turkey. That's like 1968 this guy did this.
The slate caller is a versatile instrument, and here's the proof. Listen to these beautiful yelps made by Ed Weiser.
Ed Weiser. That was a little circular slate that fastened the top one on it. That call was a lot smaller than what we have now.
The yelper requires practice like any turkey caller.
No, when he's talking about the yelper,
it does a great job when used by an expert.
It's the version
Listen
of the wing
to
bone.
This variety of calls.
Made out of wood and plastic.
The man performing is Dr. Leroy Utt.
A lot of turkeys fell to that back in the day in the 50s, 40s, 50s, and 60s. See, they had turkey hunting out east in Pennsylvania long before we had it here in Missouri.
Now, last but not least, is the big box caller, so valuable for
now
reaching long distance.
Now, this is really good.
The
Listen
box
to this.
Caller may be the best for calling old bearded gobblers in the fall and probably makes the most realistic gobble. Turkey biologist and expert hunter Wayne Bailey and I will show you how it's done. First, here's the imitation of that old gobbler for fall hunting. And here are some gobbles, which sometimes stir the toms into action both spring and fall. Next are the higher-pitched yelps of the old hen made on the box collar. These can hardly be beat either spring or fall. We guarantee that if you master any of these collars experts...
Now, what's really interesting, that was in the late 60s, and they're talking about gobbler yelps and demonstrating gobbler yelps to hunt turkeys and call gobblers in the fall. And yet that all kind of went away into modern-day turkey hunting, and I've been teaching it how many years and still have disbelievers out there in hunting and calling fall gobblers, and they were doing it on their records back then. We've got another one from Gene Nunnery in Mississippi down in the South. Listen to this. This is really cool. These were 45 records. You should be able to buy these at Target in South County and Sears. And they had turkey calls. This is long before Walmart. Of course, you get stuff at Denny Dennis, but I mean, it was a big deal when the box calls came in, were delivered to the Target stores. They were in the sporting goods on the main shelf, on the main counter.
The sounds you have just heard were all produced on the Falk diaphragm turkey call by Gene Nunnery. Gene Nunnery has studied, researched, raised, and hunted wild turkeys for 45 years. He has killed over 150 wild turkey gobblers during this 45 years. Listen to his advice and tips on hunting the wild turkey.
You see the guys gathered around with that plane?
Discussion covers primarily the spring turkey season. The most important thing you must learn in hunting the wild turkey is to be able to produce with confidence the true call of the wild turkey hen at mating time. This call is a relatively soft, rapid series of yelps. It is the call you make early in the morning.
You love that popping sound from the record.
After you have located your gobbler and have moved within calling distance of him. This hen is receptive to a gobbler. Listen to her invitation.
Now, that's back in the day when they used a single reed proboscis.
One series of yelps
usually a lead
is
frame.
Usually enough.
This is
However,
interesting.
Some people prefer to use more than one, and this is okay if it produces for them. Personally,
nice.
I prefer the one series.
He'd shoot me.
Quite frequently. A gobbler who hears this type yipping will not even gobble in response, but simply will drop out of the roost tree very quietly and then make his way to you. To be confronted by a wild gobbler within gun range in such a short time often catches the hunter off guard. It is not infrequent to hear what old turkey hunters call of a hen turkey. The cackle and yelp and a series of yelp when this old turkey gobbler is listening is enticing to him. He thinks this is a bunch of hen turkeys, and it is a fine way to lure a gobbler to your gun. This in my opinion, is the second most important call you could produce, and only a few turkey hunters know this call.
Isn't that interesting?
Listen to the cackle and yelp.
He thinks the mating call is more important than the cackling or cutting. You see why they didn't call a lot back in the day? Nothing personal. Great turkey hunter, great man. This is great stuff, but that's
many
not real good calling compared to today.
I know and have hunted with use only the cluck to lure the turkey, and it produces for them the cluck, very much distinguished from the high-pitched putt-putt of the turkey.
This is where I always get in trouble.
Is the warning of a turkey. Be sure you use a soft yelp or cluck at all times when talking to a turkey gobbler.
You're listening to turkey hunting
call
in history right
here. The loud I frequently hear hunters use in the woods is the alarm of a turkey. When you hear the loud yipping, this turkey is excited. Listen to the cluck. This will produce for you many times.
See, they called very little, very soft back in the day, and let the turkeys look for them. But we got hot hen competition today, more turkeys, and realism's where it's at today, baby, and you got to get on that call. But that is so cool. Great history.
So with that, we'll see you on the other side.